You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because...
Feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move, and throws, and touchdown.
Do this is together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back. We had to hop on the horn here because, as I'm sure you've all seen, there's been some hot news that dropped into our laps. We couldn't wait until Tuesday to talk about this. We needed to knock this out now. So I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
Hey, oh, my God, dude.
Get right into it. And let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
This is not the instant reaction that I was anticipating.
No, not at all. We'll break everything down on Tuesday, but obviously it was a heinous game last night. So
doesn't
bad,
get much worse.
Everybody was looking at each other, going, "There's no way that Brandon Staley survives this." And sure enough, the next day, Brandon Staley has been let go, as has the general manager Tom Telesco. And Giff Smith is now the interim head coach of this organization. So yeah. I don't know who had that on their bingo card, but congratulations bingo. If you did. Bingo. So what are we thinking?
I was shocked that they did GM as well. Like, the fact they did Telesco today as well was clearly a, hey, guys, hey, fans, we understand how bad that was, and we got to make a change. Otherwise, you will lose all faith in us. Even though a lot of you have already, it will be completely gone if we don't make a serious change right now. And there's a part of me that's like this bittersweet thing. Like, it sucks that it happened, but I'm also glad that it happened because I can't watch Charger football like that game. I can't watch another game like that. Like, that was unbearable to watch. Like, it's not fun. Like, I did not have a good time watching that game.
No, that was completely just embarrassing. The whole time I'm like, I'm just kind of embarrassed to be like that. This is my team right now. I'm not going to stop being a fan of the Chargers. But the whole time I'm like, everyone knows that I'm a Charger. I was getting texts from
people I worked with like 10 years ago texted me. Like, how's it going, Kev? Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, your Chargers. Like, oh my God, why are you texting me? This is the worst.
Yeah. It was the worst. And I will say the GM and head coach firing, I think that is just writing on the wall that they're going to go try to get a big name head coach, and they want the opportunity to be able to kind of have a say in who the GM is a little bit. Like, you're not going to get Harbaugh and Belichick with a guy that thinks that he's calling the shots. So it feels like to me that this was a, hey, we're going to go after a big name head coach, and it's going to be kind of, whether it's a tag team Belichick who's GM and head coach, or you're going to bring in a different kind of vibe, hopefully a Spanos letting go a little bit of the reins. And it's also like, nobody really, you said, Kev, that you were shocked that Telesco got dropped. It's clear that that was going to happen at the end of the year. That was already set in their minds that it was going to be a head coach GM. You don't lose to the Raiders and go, all of a sudden our roster sucks and our GM doesn't have direction. Like, that was the last straw for the head coach. But the GM, Telesco, just lost 3 weeks because that game was just so bad. And they're like, well, we're going to fire one. We might as well Eminem back up together and let him go.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah,
not what I was expecting this morning whatsoever. It's usually like the morning after a tough loss. It's like, shit, I don't want to watch, you know, all these channels and all the stuff talk about my team because it's going to suck. But now I'm like interested. Like, what do you think we're gonna, like, who do you think we're going to get? Like, what is everyone thinking about this? Because it's crazy. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. To add on to Kyle's mention of like going after a big name, the way that they wrote the letter talking about letting go of Stan and Telesco. I understand it probably wasn't Dean that wrote this, but still the way that it's written kind of adds to that feeling of like, we are going to go after somebody big. And it says,
right.
I want to thank Tom and Brandon for their hard work, dedication, and professionalism, and wish both of them and their great families nothing but the best. These decisions are never easy, nor are they something I take lightly, especially when you consider the number of people they impact. We are clearly not where we expect to be. However... And we need new vision like that. Exactly. Doing nothing in the name of continuity was not a risk I was willing to take. Our fans have stood strong through so many ups and downs and close games. They deserve more. Frankly, they've earned more. Building and maintaining a championship caliber program remains our ultimate goal, and reimagining how we achieve that goal begins today.
Well, they got a strong word start. Three week head start on all the other teams that are going to fire the coaches at the end of the year. Like, get it going, figure it out what the hell you're going to do, have a plan in place. Cause getting rid of your GM, that changes a lot of stuff, man. That's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that you need to get updated with quick. That's going to be affecting who you're going to draft. Cause draft will be here before we know it. So I'm glad they gave themselves a little extra time, I guess.
Yeah. I did want to say too, that like the firing of Staley, it wasn't like I felt happy about it. That's just like my honest reaction when the news popped up. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. And then it was a little bit of like a, I don't know if it was sadness or like
a little bit.
Yeah, it was like a, it's definitely like, I was had so much hope that he was going to be the guy. Like, I vividly remember his opening, like, introductory press conference. I was like, I was working out in my garage and I had it on. I was listening to him the whole time. I was like running and I was like, this is it. This is the start of something really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And so it's sad that it just didn't work at all. Like, he seems like an awesome dude, and it sucks that he obviously was put in a position that he wasn't prepared for. And looking back, you can see it, like, with the writing was on the wall. Like, the guy's been in the NFL he's been there for 5 seconds and he's never been a head coach. And all of a sudden now we're going to expect him to turn a franchise around that's been in shambles. So It sucks that it didn't work. It is, if today feels like a little bit of a day of mourning that project's done. And then there's definitely excitement about what is this going to look like? There's going to be this is only the beginning. There's so much change coming this offseason.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. To add to that, it really, if you were somebody that just said, okay, the head coach of the Chargers organization was let go, you'd be like, all right, cool. Like, you wouldn't feel anything. But because of this podcast, we have been nothing but involved and invested in every aspect of this team. And that includes everything that Brandon Staley has had to say and do. And you're right. Bringing him into this organization, like, every great coach starts somewhere. They have to start somewhere. And this felt like, man, this is going to be something really big. He's starting with the organization. He's starting with Justin Herbert. They're going to grow together like some of the great QB coach tandems that we've seen in history. And it just ended in a way where the head coach was backed into a corner and he's just throwing haymakers left and right, hoping something connects, going for every fourth down that he possibly can. And it just dies in such a way, like everybody, like it dies so brutally in a game where the Chargers give up more points than they ever have in history. The Raiders of all teams score more points than they ever have in history. And then the next day they're gone. They're dead, essentially. Yeah. Like, in that aspect, like, their time with this organization is dead and gone. And so, yes, it is exciting, but it's sad because of how much time we've invested and how much we've gotten to know these people, because they are at the end of the day still people. These are still people that have families and that we loved. I loved everything that Brandon Staley said whenever they interviewed him. I was on his side and I was backing him up when it had those guffaws that he made. But now we're here. And so now it's a time to see what is going to be the new thing, because, and that's the other thing with the way that he wrote it. It's like, it's not just a fresh start. We're not just going for a new look. It's we are a championship caliber team. We've got to build something. We've got to make something special for the fans who have been with us for so long. Cause I guarantee you, they understand that we are all frustrated, because anybody that's been a fan, whether you've been a fan for a year or 50 years or more, you understand the frustration of being a fan of a team that has never won a Super Bowl ever. And so they understand that, hey man, if you want to continue to have at least the core fan base that you do, you got to make something happen. You got to change this. So
it is crazy. And the GM change to me, I think is, hasn't set in fully what that means. I mean, so often we're like, oh, we would never do that in the first round, or we're not going to trade up, or we're not going to go get someone midseason. That's just not what we do. Well, that's not what Tom Telesco did, but who, God knows what, what's going to happen now. You know, like, what could this overhaul look like? What is our strategy in the draft? Are we taking best available or the need, or are we going to start drafting some guys that don't go to Notre Dame that have a little edge to them and they come out and play like just nasty type of football, you know? It's going to be it's a big shift.
I think and for one thing that you know, we're already starting to talk about coaches and potential. I think there's an element to the fact that Harbaugh is in hard negotiations right now with Michigan to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Three less weeks of being able to negotiate and figure something out. Like if that's your coach, do this now. So you, hey, flag guys, we're here. We might be interested in having you come join us, Mr. Harbaugh. So I don't know. There's definitely good things that can be done for doing it this quick, this fast. Rip the Band-Aid, move on. Let's not draw this shit out anymore. And you know, let's figure out a way we can change whatever we need to do to never ever feel like watching that game again. Never feel like the end of that game, losing to the Raiders like that again. I never want to feel that again.
And if you're the Raiders that are trying to crap on us for beating us by a lot, just think about it this way. You're such a joke of a franchise that if somebody loses to you like that, they fire everyone.
They're like, oh shit, this can't come back from this.
Yeah, you can't come back from that, because that's just that's laughable.
What do you, so with you saying that, Kevin, about with Harbaugh being in the negotiations, what do you think the likelihood is that they find a new head coach before the season is over, or can
they? I don't know what the stipulations are for like people within the league. I don't think they can announce any hires or anything right away, but it does give them time to talk to, you know, college football is almost over. And, and more than anything, it's just a signal to like, hey, if you're about to sign on the dotted line, just know there's an open.
Yeah.
And if that's something you really want, you love Justin Herbert as much as everyone's hypothesizing you are about him, then hey, we're here, we're available. Come on, take a look.
Give us a call. Let's talk.
Give us a call.
Take a test drive. Why don't you?
Take her around for a spin.
Well, it's such huge news. Yeah, losing Tom Telesco is big as well, for a multitude of reasons. And like Kyle said, it really just adds to the excitement of, is there going to be, what's the strategy? Like, that's what I'm curious about when they do hire a GM. Like, what is it they look for? How have, what's their success rate been? Have they ever been a GM? We might hire somebody who's never been a GM before, but if this is one of those, I mean, what, and that poses an interesting question as well. Would you rather have a experienced head coach with a new GM, or an experienced GM with a new head coach?
No more new head coaches. No. We're all done. That's three in a row that didn't work. We're all done with the new head coach thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it's Philip Rivers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But he's technically a head coach.
But the question is, about that is, do you want to ever have a feeling like this about Philip Rivers? I kind of would rather him never be our head coach, so I never have to feel negatively.
You would never feel like that. Phil Phil played bad games and you still had his side. Phil threw picks. It was still Philip Rivers. It doesn't matter. We fire him, it's still Philip Rivers. And what are you talking about? If he comes and coaches, we're winning Super Bowls.
That's right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what you're thinking. Chill, bro.
I get where you were coming from, Kev.
It's a roller coaster of a day.
It is. It's been an absolute roller coaster. We're still wrapping our heads around. I mean, I remember I sat down. I decided to go out for breakfast, and I sat down. And I look up at the TV, and it's Good Morning Football talking about what are we going to do about Brandon Staley. And I looked down at my phone, and literally was a minute later saying that he's been released. So it was just like, oh my God, like it just kind of happened so quickly. It was felt like one of those things where like, ah, God, I can't escape this loss. I'm going to hear about it for the rest of the season, and I probably still will. But at least now with the firing of Brandon Staley and Tom Telesco, that's now the top news story, not the loss.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They've moved on.
They're controlling that. Yeah. Yes.
Staley has ended every season in horrific fashion. Every NFL season that he was the head coach, final game, absolutely horrific. That Raider game 3 years ago, we got kicked out of the playoffs. Last year, Jacksonville. This year, again in Raiders. Dear Lord, that's just not a good end. There's no way to finish.
No.
Hey, if you're going to go out shitty, I guess.
In a blaze of glory.
No.
Set some records.
I'm trying to find the positive here. Like, fuck, that I never want to talk about that game again in the rest of my life.
All right. Well,
if you're going to suck, just be the best at it.
Oh, suck just so suck hard.
You know what I mean? Like, get in there.
Get in there.
All right. Well, I don't know. Is there anything any other points you guys want to make besides sucking harder than you ever have in your life?
I don't want to finish on that.
Oh, like come on. That's a perfect way.
Kyle, like, I want to ask about like the players, what your thoughts on. Did they give up on – everyone's saying they gave up on coach yesterday. What did you see like from the performance of the players? Because it did not feel like our players. Did not feel like Rashawn Slater. Didn't feel like a lot of these guys.
Yeah, they definitely gave up. I mean, you're playing in a game, no Justin Herbert after on 3 days rest. It's very much like, oh, what are we doing here? This is, you've already been knocked out of the playoffs. If you have a, like, I don't know, I think they saw the writing on the wall too. We've seen it in press conferences the last couple of weeks with guys, Sebastian Joseph Day, just talking about like questioning play calling. And yeah, I think that it was just, I don't think they wanted to be out there. And you can't just show up and play an NFL football game. You'll get stomped on.
Right.
And then do you think they're gonna show up for Giff Smith, who apparently is like one of the most beloved coaches in that locker room? Everyone has nice things to say about Giff. Does he come in there and go crazy and ruin draft pick probabilities? Or what are we doing here, man?
Well, I mean, you look at our schedule, we have a tough last three games. You're playing three teams all competing for the playoffs.
They all have to win.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're gonna be putting out some tough roster. So I don't think that we win, but I think you'll see a better product. I think that this like, hey, you better start playing, you're getting fired kind of vibe will kick some guys in the butt for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you fire a couple guys. Like when I'm on set, you just go over and fire one guy at the beginning of the shoot.
Yeah. Then don't you hire a guy to fire him?
Yeah, you hire one guy to fire him. He's your buddy. And then everyone knows you mean business. And now everyone's gonna be playing with their hair on fire, you know? Serious.
I'm excited for these upcoming games. Giff Smith is head coach. Yes.
Derek Ansley will be calling plays for the defense. So we'll see what that looks like.
We're going to see some Derek Ansley called defense. We're going to see Kellen Moore offense and see what happens. Maybe we get something different than what we've been seeing this whole season.
This actually gives me so much excitement for these upcoming games to see what Staley was doing. Like, if there is a big change when he's not there, I'm very interested to see how that all works out.
Yeah, big time. So, all right. Any other final thoughts there, gentlemen?
Yeah.
No, that's it for me. I'm excited. That was pretty fun.
What'd you say, Kyle?
I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about it on our next podcast.
Okay. We'll have some better connections on the Tuesday episode here, folks, but I think that's going to do it for us here for this quick instant reaction. We love you guys, and let's see what the future holds for the Chargers organization. But until then...
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.